So I'm just going to keep attacking that thug that's on the floor. It's on the ground in front of me.
Say that again, but without hitting the mic stand.
You know what? You didn't scold Dustin for having a baby crying in the background, but now you're scolding me for barely breathing on the mic stand.
No, you hit it with your hand.
Yeah, single guy alone in a house. Wait, that sounded a lot sadder than it did.
It did sound a lot sadder.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, hello. I'm Jeffrey Airplane. This is my shorter friend here is Matthew McFly. And over here we have Angie Jolie. And it's nice to see you guys again.
She, while eyeing you strangely, makes a quick motion with her hand as if to leave, not to you, but to the well-dressed man that was in there as well, the one that didn't quite seem to fit. And without breaking eye contact with you, he kind of backs up and turns around a corner that's in the back of the room that looks like it heads towards a different hallway and kind of disappears behind that for a moment.
So while I'm doing my introductions and greetings, I want to have taken off my hat with a flourish and kind of have it tucked over my other arm at the moment.
And she looks at you and says, "That's not much of a name. You are clearly not from the plane of air."
It's an old family name. You know, my great-granddad, he was a druid. You know how it goes. Sometimes you just, those things develop over time. You get the family name. It doesn't have anything to do with me now, of course. I'm at a loss. I cannot remember your name. I know we were supposed to meet down here, but I'm having a hard time remembering what your name was.
Well, you see, my name is irrelevant to you because I know everybody in my organization and you're not one of them. So,
no, not part of the organization. We were supposed to meet here. We talked to the guy, big scary fella. He just walked through the tunnel a minute ago. He was leaving this way. He said, "Hey, go down to the end, turn into that door, go right in, introduce yourself." He wanted us to meet you for some reason.
Considering what you just saw, you cannot leave here. So my apologies.
And I'm going to huck a dagger out with my other hand. That's what I was doing with my little hat the whole time.
Let's roll initiative.
Yeah. Oh, son of a bitch. Hold on. I don't have any dice with me. God damn it.
We're going to play D&D. I don't have my dice.
I literally have three sets right next to me. Apparently this one doesn't like me too much.
11 plus 4. I got a 15.
I got a 6.
I got an 8 plus.
All right.
2. Equals 10.
All right, Kayveld, you've got a surprise round anyway because of that that dagger chuck, so why don't you go ahead and make an attack roll at her?
Dagger chuck.
It's going to be an 18 plus 6, so 24.
Nice.
That's definitely a hit, so go ahead and roll damage with your sneak attack.
All righty. 1d6 plus 4 and 3d6 for my sneak. That's a 5 plus 4 is 9. Went underneath there. There we go. And 1, 2, 3 for the sneak. like literally 1, then 2, then 3. So 9, 10, 15.
All right. So the dagger that hits her square, like in the shoulder, and in this moment, she saw that come loose. She started to draw her own weapons, which she had a short sword in one hand, and she's pulling a dagger with the other, and the hand pulling out the dagger just dropped the dagger, like, with the force into the shoulder. Go ahead, and now into the true round. Your surprise attack's
over. I want to recall my dagger.
Okay. So disappears
recall
out of her shoulder.
Recall my dagger back to my left hand and pull out my cutlass with my right.
And it starts kind of bleeding out, and we go into the regular rounds, and it is KVL again.
All right, we've only got two opponents there, right?
There's the two regular thugs at the moment and the woman you're just talking to.
Okay.
Miss Irrelevant. That's all I know her as. So.
All right, so I've made made my hit on her. I'm going to go ahead and keep going at her. I'm going to do a huck with the dagger again and sweep in with a cutlass at about the same time.
Kayfield would target the woman.
Yeah. She was talking to me, and then she told me I couldn't leave alive. I got a thing about people telling me I can't go somewhere still alive.
Well, I'm just going to point out, she didn't say a lot that you couldn't leave alive, just that you couldn't leave.
Yeah, see, either way, imprisonment or death, I'm not into that, so...
Well, you've already died once, so I mean...
I know.
Why not go make a lucky double?
I think it's third time's a charm, but I don't know if I get three chances on that one.
Well, I think you're going to run out of body parts to give up if you keep doing it.
It's true. All right, so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and huck that dagger again and go with a sweep with the cutlass.
All right, make two attacks for me.
All right. So first one will be the dagger. And that is, once again, an 18 plus 6.
Nice.
All right, 24. So another hit. And real quick, go ahead and roll a percentile. I didn't make you do it on the first sneak attack, but we are... you haven't practiced too much at throwing, so I'm letting you have that first one lucky.
So that's going to be a 62.
All right. That is I think that's good. You can go ahead and hit.
All right. Should I roll both attacks before I do damage?
No, go ahead and do your dagger damage.
Okay.
Is this still sneak attack? Or is it just...
That, no, it's just one. A regular one. So that's 6 plus 4, that's a 10.
Okay. So the dagger punctures her again, very close to the first spot.
And I'm going to go through and do a sweep with the cutlass, going for across the face. And that is a 12 plus 6, so 18.
All right, that's a hit too.
Sweet. And that'll be... 3 plus 3, so 6 damage on that one.
And if there's no other of her enemy, when it's just you and her, like you're dueling, I think you get your sneak attack for being swashbuckler, don't you?
Let's see, double checking here. Sneak attack with any melee, yes. I can do a sneak, so basically I get a sneak attack either way, as long as the target has none of my allies next to it, and then the rogue one is, if they have my ally next to them, I get it. So I get sneak attack either way. She doesn't have an ally right next to her.
Yep. Okay, go ahead. She does not.
Okay. And I get sneak attack with just the dagger, or do I get sneak attack with both of them?
You only get one sneak attack around. So this one will be the one now that you're face-to-face with her.
All right, so that'll be dagger's roll 3 at once. And that is 10, 13.
All right. And yeah, you give her a wicked gash across the face, which almost makes her kind of bow down and backwards a little bit. She's not looking very good from this sudden rush onset. Next to the... on each side next to the door is those two other kind of thug guys that I was talking about, the ones that kind of just look like your regular everyday henchmen. They've got short swords and shields. And Vicky rolled a 10 and Adric rolled an 8, right? So yep. Vicky's next.
Oh, hold up. As my final move there, I'm going to do a backwards jump to try to get behind my fighter friend there that has got a lot more armor than me.
All right. And since you attacked her, she doesn't get an opportunity attack. Part of your panache, I think.
Yeah, fancy footwork.
Yeah, that's it.
So yeah, I'm gonna kind of do a fancy, not that fancy. He's just kind of jumping backwards and to the side to get back behind the warrior friend.
At least she doesn't have the sentinel ability. I think that you can't even use the disengage.
This is a special a swashbuckler thing. Anybody who makes fancy, he makes an attack roll against footwork. Can't make a. opportunity attack against him. Hmm. Yeah, it's pretty OP.
Yeah.
Vicky?
So Vicky's just standing there like her mouth is hanging open. What did she just see? And I look at Adric and I say, Adric, who is that? And what did he do with Kevin? Because that guy just did a lot of cool shit. She's just like amazed.
While Kevin might not be the most...
courageous
people, he is focused in combat.
I guess so. I like him more. And
I got a couple skills
with that.
Just a couple.
With that, she's just gonna go for the closest thug to her thug on the the right.
All right.
Right thug.
Got it.
And I'm just gonna kind of charge at him with my weapon, like in front of me, like a jousting type of move, but with
two-handed
my body.
It, like with a spear.
Yeah.
Okay. make an attack roll. Or two, because every time you attack, you get a second for free.
18 plus 7.
That's a hit.
18's for days up in this sun.
I know, right?
What's that, like number 4 or 3, something like that?
Doing pretty good on the 18s.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't have enough dice out. I'm sorry.
2 d6. Am I the one prepared with dice?
I got my sack right here, so don't worry.
You're doing better than me. I didn't even have my dice anywhere near
Dustin
me. I had to go,
had to
get
go
him out
find
of the
his sack. I had my sack at hand.
Yeah, you never let me too far, do you?
So that's 5, 6 plus 5 is 11.
Ouch. And go ahead and roll your second attack.
6 plus 7, 13.
Not a hit.
You are really eager about that first attack and then just kind of...
Yeah.
Can I use my action surge?
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, absolutely.
So I get one extra action because I'm like, oh, I missed. And I just kind of spin around and mm-hmm. do it again.
And since it gives you another action, and you're using that action to attack, you get to roll 2 more attacks.
That's just crazy what fighters can do. It's so good.
Yeah.
19, and for me, that's a crit.
That is.
19 or 20 is a crit for me.
Roll on the 100.
19 up crit.
600%.
No, that's a 6. That's a 6.
It's 600. That's 600.
I say we allow it.
As an immediate action, after you make your second attack, you can attack again with disadvantage.
Okay, so this is my first attack damage, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, because it was a crit, do I get more dice or not?
Yeah, you get...
one more dice?
You get double the dice that you would normally roll.
So 2 more d6.
Oh, I need more dice.
Because it's a 2d6 once you two-hands it. There you go, you can use those.
No, I don't want your dice. I want my dice. My dice are on fire.
My dice are amazing.
Look at my
Jeez.
Dice. 4, 8, 12, 13, plus 5.
Yeah.
Her dice 18. Are weighted.
Yeah, she must have baked them in
yeah,
the microwave.
Freaking ouch. Go ahead and make another attack.
Okay. With disadvantage, right?
No, this one's still from your every time you take an attack action, you get 2.
Wish I could get, plus like, 7. Infinite attacks.
21.
That's a hit.
Okay. With just 2 rest time, right?
Yeah.
2, 5. Do I add my modifier for this one?
Yes.
Not my modifier, but my... So that's 10 more.
Okay. And then the last one with disadvantage. He is... I mean, you're just... Oh, wow. This guy's becoming a...
I'm super inspired. Watching Kayvel actually pull out his weapons and do something.
A puddle of goo is what you're turning this guy into. He's almost there.
I'm like, Kayvel!
I will totally kill Steel. Any Kayvel, of you guys that are still alive.
This is for you.
Just saying.
So, 4... No, I didn't.
No, that one, okay. That last one's a miss, but it was a valiant effort.
Okay.
So this guy, I mean, under the savage fury of your spear-chucking abilities... I guess
that's
you're not chucking it. Spear thrusts
and
abilities.
I'm thrusting.
Yeah, spear thrusting abilities.
I'm thrusting with both hands.
He falls backwards to the floor. He's basically eviscerated, and he's like holding in his guts. He's not dead yet, but he's just like, he's got a hole in his stomach from you.
You look like crap.
It's funny you should mention that. There's like crap on the floor underneath him just from...
Yes, we all know what happens when people die.
It stinks, but I love it.
Gross.
Adric, it's going to be your turn.
Okay, and I realized I was doing this wrong like the whole time because technically I think I have an extra attack, and when I use a spell, that counts as an attack, right?
Do you have extra attack as a cleric?
I thought I did. Where the hell is my book? Okay, I forgot my book, so that's my forgetting thing.
The name of this episode is, hold on, I forgot, ..
Will you go just hand me minus on the counter over there?
I got it right here.
Oh, you got
Wait
it, okay.
One sec. Yeah, I found it. It just wasn't in arm's reach.
Boom. Not quite in arm's reach. There's another name. There's another title. There you go.
Yeah, I don't remember clerics getting anything like that. Your cool thing is bigger and bigger spell slots that do more and more shit.
Yeah, my extra attack isn't from being a dwarf, it's from being a fighter.
Yeah, and
she blew her action surge, which is once per short rest. So.
Yeah, but I blew it good.
Action surge
you
is
did.
Freaking awesome.
I blew it hard.
You did.
Yeah, okay, well, then in that case, How messed up looking is that chick that K-Bell just, like, stabbed?
She's pretty messed up looking, and you have another full health thug just to the left of you.
I'm going to see Edric, like, looking at the woman go, Edric, we're dwarves. Don't go for the beat up woman. You're a man.
Yeah. Go for the very nearly dead thug, because that is much more noble to get the more dead guy. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like the will of these men will break if I take out the head of the serpent.
And your beard.
Did you say burn my beard?
No, earn your beard.
Okay. So I'm going to cast a level 3 guiding bolt.
All right.
Right at her face.
Let's see what she does.
She's going to be like, not in the face.
Kadrick's at the T.
Ooh, nice. Not quite as good as your guys's, but 16 plus 8, so 24.
And here comes the money shot.
Right in the eye.
So that's going to be 66 radiant damage to her face.
All right.
66, not 69. It was close, but no cigar.
10. Ooh, that was terrible rolls. 14 damage to the face.
All right, she...
And then the next attack against her, if she's still alive, it has advantage.
She is still alive, hanging on barely. Like, it's... she was my boss, and she is just getting totally beat up.
Well, be glad. I was rolling mostly twos and ones and threes. I think I rolled 1-4 of 6 dice. Like,
you guys
I didn't even roll average.
My boss.
That's because we rock.
You did rock.
Yeah.
When right. K-Vale does something and holds up his side of the triangle, we are complete.
Yeah.
I do stuff all the time. Fuck you guys.
What? I didn't say nothing. I've been with you since the beginning.
All right.
I tried to save you from being hung.
It's true.
Just not very well.
Yes, K-Vale's unfortunately not very well hung.
You're not hung very well, K-Vale.
All right. So, what do we got going on now?
Now it's the enemy's turns, and
the one enemy you can maybe still fight.
No, back from around that corner where that fancy looking dress dude disappeared to, he's coming back around the corner and he sees what's going on. He slides something into his pocket and he is charging directly towards K-Veld, actually.
He's got to get around. My dwarven friend Vicky here before he can get to me, though. Would she get an attack of opportunity as he runs past?
Possibly.
All right, just checking.
So, he is charging towards your location, and he actually jumps and leaps and dives into a tackle at you, and if you wanted to take an opportunity attack, you can, Vicky.
I would. You know how sometimes pool players like put their cue behind their back and they like slide and look really cool? You know, when they're trying to take a shot from behind their back, I want to do that, but with my weapon. That's my attack of opportunity. I'm going to, like, flip it behind me and whoosh.
Okay, do it with disadvantage.
Okay, but still.
Yeah, I'm letting you. It's just... Disadvantage. That's hard, so...
But flare.
Okay, yeah.
With disadvantage, it's 11 plus 7, so that gives me an 18 still.
Dang. That's pretty good.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 plus another 5 is 10.
All right. So he gets sliced as he's in midair, but he also is, with that charge, he's still tackling K-Veld. So K-Veld, we're going to make a strength check contest.
Strength or athletics? When we hacked some Weasley dexterity.
Strength.
Just straight strength? That is unfortunate. That is a 2.
Right, well,
ah, shit!
19 on this end. So,
I would say he probably succeeded then, yeah?
He lands.
No, he's got arthritis in his hand, so he's like super disadvantaged.
He lands on you, and you guys both go tumbling to the ground, kind of rolling. And while that is happening, the woman that has been getting attacked gets up and she takes something out of her bag and drinks it.
Out of her purse?
Dang it. Can you hand that back to me?
You're throwing dice at me.
The DM's mad we're beating up his boss.
All right. So, and she's going to just regain a little bit of health there. You can see her kind of getting her wind back. And she kind of gets up and starts moving towards that back corner where that other guy came out of. The guy that's on the ground bleeding out makes a probably pretty pitiful attempt to swing his short sword at Vicky's legs, trying to hamstring her a little bit from the ground. And Vicky can easily like just lift her foot up and get under it. It's a pretty pitiful swing.
I want to lift it up and like make a motion like I'm peeing on him. Like,
well, he's
dog.
Not done
I
yet.
Lift my leg. Like,
here comes the backhand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, he's just kind of a pittance effort.
Turns out
he is not looking fresh.
The other one is closer to Adric on that other side, since Vicky moved to the right and Adric kind of stayed where you are.
Right.
He's going to come up and make an attack at you with his short sword. Nat 20. Not lying. You can ask Vicky.
No, I believe
I
you.
I see an O2.
On a 20-sided dice. 47. Let's see what that does.
He kisses Adric. On the cheek.
Adric didn't even get close. How close was this guy?
We're kind of in a confined space. I think pretty much everybody's within walking or jogging distance to us.
Okay, that makes sense. I was trying to remember the scope of the room.
Yeah, you guys kind of just burst
into a room
door
in a sewer.
And then went to either side of it, kind of. And yeah. Let's see. You're lucky. This one has, what was it, 40? Victimized. Opponent provokes attacks of opportunity. Extra damage die. So, if there were other enemies around you, they would have been able to join in. Luckily, there are not.
Yay!
All right, so that's going to be 12 damage.
I was literally thinking 12 in my mind. I need to start thinking negative numbers so you heal me.
There's my other 20. And then here's the second attack coming in. And what's your armor class?
18.
Yeah, so this one, you're ready this time. So what do? You lift your shield or you step out of the way? Okay, yeah.
Shield.
You pull up your shield after that first hit and you just kind of catch a sword on it.
Dwarves don't step out of combat. We step in.
Fuck yeah.
And step up.
Yeah, I like that attitude. All right, we're going to roll back to the top of the order. Kayveld, you are on the ground, tumbling, struggling with someone.
But am I grappled right now?
You are grappled on the ground. And, well, are you looking at him or are you just, or what are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I am. I'm going to try to get out of there. I mean, maybe pull a little weaselly, squirrely jump and twist thing going on so I can be the guy on top with a dagger at him.
Like that thing kids do when they want to get out of your arms, they like go limp and drop their arms through.
I was thinking like more this flashy than that, but yeah, pretty similar.
All right, so it's going to be dex against dex.
That would be a 19 plus 3, a 22.
Damn. All right, so you do.
I'm using yellow die now, and I like that one.
All right, so you guys tumble around, and you said you kind of get on to the top here, right? Or do you separate?
I want to break grapple, so I have free access to move when I need to. So all I right. guess.
And that pretty much uses your action to do so.
Okay.
I feel like Kayveld like looks lovingly in his eyes just long enough for him to be like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "I'm out."
I think he did though, but for a different reason, like, because Kayveld.
He like caresses his face.
As you finish tumbling with this guy and like break apart finally, you are staring at an exact copy of yourself.
No, we are not doing this. I did this like 8 times in my other campaign and it never ended well.
So I'm up and he's on the ground, right? At this point in time?
Yes.
I'm gonna spit in his face.
I'll let that be a free action.
That's my pretty face, you son of a bitch.
All right.
And I'm gonna go. He doesn't have my hat.
And in response, he looks exactly like you. And in response, he says something back to you that Kayveld would say. So go ahead, and what does he say back to you?
He doesn't say anything back to me.
No, he has to.
I'm not helping him.
No, no. Dustin has to help the campaign by doing Kayveld as this other person.
Sorry, Kayveld would go burn him down in his own bedroom. That's what Kayveld would do.
We do that one time.
I heard that episode.
You burn somebody once and everybody starts spitting at you.
You burn one village down and then...
All right.
And I'm ducking back behind my friend over here again, Vicky. I'm going to duck back behind her again. Keep my eyes trained on the main dude there.
All right. He, that you did not make an attack against him, so he gets to attack against you.
Oh, yeah.
So
I broke his grapple.
That's definitely a hit. And can I borrow one of those?
No, you'll curse them with your juju.
All right, I'll just... 3, 6... That's 12 damage.
Maybe you can borrow them next time. You rolled some pretty good numbers. So, okay. I just want to clarify. Did evil Kayveld... Or bad clone Kayveld get an attack because not so bad Kayveld got up and moved away toward
yes.
me? So it was like an attack of, like a
that's exactly
grab
what it was.
Of opportunity.
It's an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Because he went out, he disengaged from him.
All right. Vicky.
Wait, hold on a sec. I got uncanny dodge, so I'm going to half that.
Okay, go ahead. That's your reaction. Your reaction to his reaction.
Vicky looks over and goes, wow, that was really uncanny.
Alrighty.
So I just to get a perspective, if Kayveld is like behind me, then the dude evil Kayveld is right next to me, and then
do you know
the
who
beat
is who?
Up thug is right next to me.
Beat up thug is right next to you. The two Kaylvelds are in your vicinity. Another unbeat up dude is next to Adric, and the woman is escaping around the corner.
Okay, I guess you're right. I wouldn't really know which Kayveld is which.
I'm prettier.
So I'm just going to keep attacking that thug that's on the floor.
All right, attack with advantage. He's on the ground.
That is a 19, which is a crit from me.
All right. I mean, you can roll your 100, but honestly, any amount of damage that you can do is going to finish it, so...
You prick his pinky toe and he'll die.
That's one.
That is 100.
No, that is one.
It's 100. That's 100.
You throw a 10.
Ludicrous maneuver. All allies with passive perception of 12 get +2 on the next roll. What are your guys' passive perceptions?
I think mine's 14.
Hell if I know. What's I got a +4 on perception.
Yep, okay. Yeah, you guys both get a +2 to your next roll.
Alrighty.
Oh. Nice. So just any roll?
Yeah, just next roll.
I get +10 on my magic attack roll.
He dies. Like, you pretty much go
away. Can I say what I do?
Yeah.
Can I say, I really enjoyed squishing those snakes, but I also enjoy bigger prey, so I'm going to walk over and just, like, stomp my... Oh, no, because I use my weapon. I'm going to take my weapon and smash it down into his face and just crack his skull open like American History X, just curb stomp.
You get a full boot kick at the very end of it?
Yeah, a good boot kick.
I hate that movie.
That's what happens.
Okay, so he's dead. Right?
All right.
My extra attack... I guess, can I go with the other thug that's not harmed yet? Is he close enough?
Yeah. Right, you just use a bit of your movement.
3+7 = 10.
I think that him being kind of already engaged with Adric, it was just kind of a tangle. You poked in there, but didn't really find anything.
Sorry, Adric, I poked in there, but I didn't really find anything.
All right. All right. Adric.
Okay. Atrix, so this guy's right in my face, right? And Vicky just showed up.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going. Adric's gonna call upon the. Just how to put this? I guess the servants of Shangri-La to guide to protect him and his friends. And I'm casting Spiritual Guardian.
All right.
That thing I used to kill the snakes last time.
Okay.
And I'm designated Vicky and both K-Belts, because I don't know which one's which, as not being harmed. Everyone else is gonna get some D8s to the face.
What's the saves that they have to do for that?
It is a wisdom save. And that's when they... so when it enters the first time or starts its turn. So it won't do anything right now, but when they start, when it's their turn, which I know is next after me, it will. They will be hurting anyone who's within a 15-foot radius.
Got it. Okay.
And that's all I can do. That's my action. Can I do anything else? I have way too many spells.
Do you have any bonus action spells?
I do.
That but you want to use.
Well, I can use them. Oh, yeah, I can. I'm going to make a spiritual weapon appear by the lady who's trying to run away.
Okay. Got it. But you can't do anything with it this round because you have to use your action to commit to... Right? Or does it attack the same
one? You can make a melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of this weapon. So yeah, she's trying to escape and she's going to get hit. I think I used my spell. Yeah, it's a spell attack, so I'm getting plus 10 on this roll.
Because
of Vicky's uncanny maneuvers. Or whatever it was.
It was uncanny, whatever it was.
I thought it was ludicrous.
Thank God,
because
I rolled
something.
A 9, so that's 19.
That's a hit.
Okay, that is... 1d8 plus my spellcasting modifier, so 1d8 plus 8. That is 15 damage. And this is a form of a mace.
Okay.
That I have.
She falls, as she's moving away, it appears behind her and hits her in the back, and she just kind of falls flat to her chest.
Okay.
And that's about where it is right now. You got one guy right next to you. He's rolling his whiz save. What does he have to beat? A 15?
16.
16.
Because of those bracers you gave me.
He does not, so go ahead and roll some damage for him.
That is 3d8s. Wow. This is terrible. I rolled 3 2s. He's taking 6.
All right.
I mean, you could have rolled 1s. It's not as bad as it could be.
No, but I like killing. I like hurting people more. I mean, nothing. Holy stuff.
Says the holy man.
So he's taking both his attacks back at you again, Adric. He's just kind of locked on with you dueling.
Makes sense.
Oh, wow. Go ahead and make an opportunity attack against him. He rolled a nat 1 for his second attack. The other one didn't do anything.
Is this just a melee
attack?
Yeah. Okay, makes sense. Nat 20.
He, bitch slapped.
So 26 total with my Warhammer.
So roll on your 100.
Okay.
Jeez, guys. Oh, holy crap. I have to roll 100 too because of the nat 1.
Uno.
And actually, he's going to have disadvantage for one round, and you're going to have advantage for one round. So that's what his...
And I roll... Yeah, I rolled 1.
Oh, for damage?
On the table.
Oh, it was percentile. It's another ludicrous maneuver. You guys get plus 2 to your next roll. Vicky, what's your path?
So I currently 14. Have plus 4 to my next roll, correct?
Yeah. it stacks, I assume.
I'll let it. I'll allow that.
Okay. So do I roll damage now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. That's better. That's going to be 12 damage.
All right. He's kind of fallen back away from you. He's not moving. He's just kind of positioning himself as if he wants to, be defensive in the future.
Right. Right.
Next is Kayveld going for Kayveld.
So as he's going for me, I want to yell out that real Kayveld would attack that woman he attacked last time, even if she's already dead.
All right. So, in another situation, what else would Kayveld yell as a response?
Can't respond. He's a liar. He's a dirty liar over there. We both know Kayveld doesn't attack already dead people.
Yeah, we go. That sounds like Kayveld. This is quite a complex conundrum we have here.
All right. He's taking out a dagger, and he is that looks just like your dagger, and he's making an attack roll with you against it, and he's gonna follow up with a cutlass roll. Mm-hmm. What's your AC?
14.
Yeah, that's a hit. All right, so that's gonna be 5 damage, and the cutlass attack misses, but he swings up right up next to you.
Okie dokie.
And it's Kayveld's turn.
So I just want to clarify. So the woman that's laying on the ground, she's already dead?
She's flat on her face. You don't know. She's away from you right now, and she's flat on the ground.
I just wonder if I should huck a dagger at her.
Hey, it's my kill.
You know, she's dead on the ground, or maybe dead. I'm going to go through and, so we've got one guy over there by Adric, right? Mm-hmm. He's still alive?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to huck my dagger at him and then swing my cutlass at other Kayveld.
All right.
Plus 4 to whatever your next roll. Plus whatever else you got.
All right, so for the dagger, going first. Am I needing to roll a percentile still, or am I good for this one fight after that first one?
Go ahead and roll a percentile just to see if you have disadvantage or not.
That's 72.
Yeah, you're good.
All right. So, let's see on the table. 17 plus 4, what, 22 plus 6, 28. Did I hit that guy with my dagger?
Yes, you hit that guy with your dagger.
Yes.
And
he's got my ally next to him, so I don't get a... I don't get an attack on it. I don't get a sneak.
Yeah, you do, because of rogue.
No, rogue. So I'm looking at it. Like, I just trying to stay honest here. Looks like I get sneak attack if I have no allies next to him, and I also get sneak attack if he has none of his allies next to him. Oh.
Yeah, but look at that. That's your swashbuckler. Now look at your regular rogue. Your regular rogue
that's what
sneak
I'm saying.
Attack.
So if he doesn't have any of his allies next to him, I get a sneak too, according to that.
Yeah, he basically has to have some other guy next to him, and one of us has to be next to him for you to get no sneak.
Okay. If all I'm right, so, you correctly. Yeah, that's... And so I get 4 plus 4 is 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 to the guy that gets nailed with a dagger. And I'm gonna huck that, like, just dead center square on the chest.
Okay.
Good eye, my friend. As I see this dagger just whiz by my face.
It does. It is right by your face, Adric. I mean,
kind of a backhanded swing up at the other Kayveld with the cutlass, and that I can't find that one again. Damn, that's my good one. I'm gonna get that back.
There's so much in my ear right now.
That's because it rolled underneath the thing I have my mic on. And that is a 19 plus 6, 25.
That's a hit.
I assumed it was because I'm assuming his armor class is 14. 26. That is a 6 plus 3 is 9.
Dang, Kayveld pumping out all the damage tonight.
He gets a slash, and what would Kayveld say if he got hit like that?
Well, son of a bitch, my face! I was aiming for the face.
All right, Vicky?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have engaged him now, so I can roll away from him again. I'm going to flip out onto the other side of Adric.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, draw him closer.
Yeah, I'm drawing him in.
Because that spiritual guardian thing will hurt the living crap out of him.
No, you designated him as safe.
Oh, shit. That's right. I put both Kayvelds. That's true. Yep.
And I'm done, and as I do that and jump away, I go... See that, Vicky? See that? I attacked that stupid thug guy. I'm the good one.
Do I have to do some kind of insight check to see if I know this is the real
Kayveld? You would never be able to tell. Okay. I'm just going to be honest with you. Okay. Kayveld's deception is so high that it wouldn't matter. If he's got the same stats, you're fucked as far as an insight check.
Yeah, my insight's plus 5. This is like one of my best ones.
Deception's plus 9.
You can roll negative. Not really. For anyone who hasn't played this game, you cannot roll negative on a dice.
And I've been using the, I'm going to use the green die for evil cave. I'll have to do rolls for that. Some bitches and get my yellow die. Alright, go ahead. Carry on.
Are you hearing something that sounds like a cricket?
I am. I think it's from Dustin's because I see the blue bar under him.
It's going.
Yeah, there's definitely crickets.
Oh, okay. That's pleasant.
My kids have geckos, and the crickets, they like to cricket, and I can't shut them up.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was just wondering. Sorry. I was like, that's why I took one side off here. I'm going, are there crickets in the garage?
It's ambiance.
We used to have frogs near my house, so I mean, I'm used to random critters.
Is false Kayveld still on the ground? I know that I don't know which one is which, but is one Kayveld still laying on the ground?
No, they were just fighting each other.
I'm sorry. I was trying to think of strategy. I was only about half listening.
So one of them's directly behind you, and the other one's over next to Adric.
All right. So I'm going to, I mean, Vicky's, you know, she is who she is. She's not the smartest person in the world. So the Adric that's running around poking the enemies, I'm going to hope that he's the correct one.
You mean the Kayveld?
I'm sorry. Yeah, the Kayveld. Sorry, my bad. I only did that once this whole campaign so far. So I'm doing better than both of you.
All right, make an intelligence check.
So what I'm seeing Vicky's just going to assume, okay, that's probably the right Kayveld. And what I'd like to do is jump on the wrong Kayveld. Like, you know how I hopped on top of Shades and like pushed him down and put my weapon up to his throat and just kind of restrained him?
All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Make a grapple check then. Use your strength. So 15 for me.
With my strength modifier?
Yes.
Oh, that's only 11 for me.
Kayveld kind of leaps to the side and says something to the effect of, what are you doing? Go ahead.
What the hell are you doing? I'm going to attack the same dude later. He's just trying to trick your face.
I really don't give a shit. I'm going to grapple both of you. And then I'm going to beat it out of you. I'll have Adric pray or some shit and he'll help me out. So I don't fucking know who's who here.
You're in front of a holy man. Be careful what you do.
All right. Is that your turn then?
Well, just jumping on top of him?
Yeah.
Or trying to?
That would use your action. You still have movement.
I'm just going to look confused and be ready and just keep watching the two Kayvelds.
Weapon to the blunt side, turn back, facing backwards, ready to just club somebody?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. The idea was I was going to try to like knock you. Well, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
All right. Adric.
Okay, so from what Adric can see, the woman is down. He is not going to attack an opponent that cannot fight back.
Why not?
That is not Chandelier's way. I shall not hurt one who cannot defend themselves.
Vicky rolls her eyes.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Shut up, one of two Kayvelds.
Cool it, Spicotti.
No. So...
The other Kayveld's going to be sitting there. He's not wrong.
Vicky just laughs. Two Kayvelds is twice as funny. maybe we should just keep the second one.
My first one is I'm going to take a swing at the guy who's in front of me with my Warhammer.
Okay.
So take I'm getting advantage because of his screw up.
Yeah.
17.
All right. He kind of reacts and gets his shield up, and it just catches his shield.
Okay. Guess I'll hit him from behind then with my spiritual weapon, because I thought we hit him on a lot lower roll, but...
You did. He just has an ability.
Okay, I'll swing at him with my spirit weapon as my bonus action then.
Okay.
17.
All right. That hits him this time. The ability was only for one attack. It's a reaction.
1d8. 13 damage.
All right. So, yeah, that
this
hurts
is from
him.
Behind. I moved it 20 feet behind him from, I'm assuming he's facing away from the woman.
Okay, yeah. And with it, I'm going to go ahead and play his disadvantage into this. When it hits him, it actually knocks him forward kind of into you. So you can make a grapple check if you want.
Sure. That's just strength, right?
Yep. Yes, it is.
19.
Yeah, you totally get a hold of him.
Okay, Adric's gonna say, Chandra's blessing rain will shall be upon you.
You just bless the bad guy?
Yeah, but he's evil, so the blessings are going to hurt like hell.
Is that true?
He doesn't know if he's evil. He could just be trying
every
to make
time
a living.
I've been evil, I tell you right now, the blessings, they hurt. So, it's fair.
It's like flicking holy water on a vampire.
As Vicky, I'm just going, what? Hey, Idrik, why are you blessing that guy?
Well, you'll see in a minute, Vicky. Do not doubt me.
I'm trying not to.
And just to satisfy your own confusion, because I saw the look in your face, he has a reaction called parry, and he can add AC to one melee attack against him.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good ability.
But only one attack, so.
Oh, yeah, because if you could do that to everyone, that'd be broken as all hell. I take it.
So I saw you confused, so I just want to make sure you knew. All right, so it is his turn now.
Yeah, now.
We'll save.
Give me a wisdom check.
And I mean, yeah, he go ahead, roll the damage. This is not ending in his favor.
17 more damage.
All right, and as you hold him, staring into his eyes, he dies in your arms, Adric. Do you shed a tear?
I drop him.
He blesses him, and then he's like, oh, he's dead. Drops him.
Anyone got some Purell?
So,
Kiva's gonna poke him with the toe. Oh, now we'll never know.
he's dead, so he gets a bit. Yeah, it's pretty easy to hit a dead person. So you see the dagger from Kayveld fly at the guy that was falling out of your arms, and he's like, "Damn it! I had them in my sights." Go ahead.
Is this evil Kayveld?
Yeah,
you don't know.
Well, you don't know this.
Other Kayveld.
Oh, shit, just as I threw the dagger, the guy fell dead. Hey, that's mine. That counts as my kill, my dagger. Last one in.
And then moving towards you is a scimitar attack.
Me or him?
Kayveld, sorry. Kayveld versus Kayveld. Okay. And
hey, what's that?
That's a hit.
It's a hit, damn it.
10 damage.
10 damage.
It wasn't okidoki. I wasn't laughing at the hit. I was laughing at, like, I'm visualizing Kayveld versus Kayveld in that song.
So I'm assuming we're back up to me, unless there's a perhaps not quite dead lady over there laying on the ground.
She hasn't moved. You don't know.
I saw him put something into his pocket before he turned into me, correct?
Yes, when he was still the fancy looking dude.
I'm gonna go ahead and make a slash for that pocket with the cutlass. See if I can cut open the pocket and pull out whatever's in there.
Okay.
And I don't think that's gonna succeed. That is a 3 plus 6. That's a 9.
No, your cutlass comes in and he just kind of moves his out of the way and says something to the effect of, "What are you doing?" Go ahead.
And I'm gonna go ahead and huck my dagger at the same. That son of a bitch.
You're hucking it at who?
What's that? I'm hucking it at the same dude.
Oh, he's right in front of you. So.
He's right in front of me.
I mean, you just attacked
I'll
him.
Stab
with
him
your,
then.
Stab.
I was just gonna say you just attacked him with your cutlass. How far do you think he is?
Maybe I jumped for the cutlass and extended my arm out a lot.
The other guy did a Naruto jump where they can jump like backwards like 25 feet.
All right, so I'm going to go just go for shoving the dagger right into the thigh where I was going for the cutlass. So I'm sweeping around with the other arm in a very flourishy fashion.
Okay.
While screaming, "Give me what's in your pocket." That's going to be a 19 plus 6, 25.
All right, that's a hit.
And he doesn't have any allies next to him.
No, he does not.
So I get my sneak attack then?
You do.
Because his ally is dead.
That is going to be a 6 plus 6 is 12 plus 2. Plus 2 is 14. 14 plus 4, so... 18.
So that dagger buries deep into his thigh, but it doesn't do quite as much as you expect because he uses a his reaction to uncannily dodge and have
son of a bitch, he's stealing all my moves.
But
he
starts to have
Dickie, then we will truly know he's stealing
as this
moves.
Happens, and you're the only one close enough to see this. His pocket kind of rips open, and a where Kayvell's pocket would be, and a key falls out.
Can I snag it?
Not this turn, because you used your actions.
It's more of a move than an action. Just saying.
So it's going to turn around to Adric's turn, or not Adric, Vicky's turn. Sorry, Vicky's turn.
Kayvell's going to yell out. He's going to go, knock us both out if you don't trust me. Please, not the face.
I'm trying. I just couldn't grab a hold of your little chicken arms. honestly, Vicky's lost. She's like, I don't know what to do. Hey, Dick, you got any ideas?
Real quick, high or low, Dustin?
High or low?
Are you high or low? You're high? Okay, high. Over 50. All right, 75. Okay, got it.
I don't necessarily know if I like that or not.
Yeah, I'm just
when
saying,
the DM just says "got it," I get nervous.
I'm just standing there with
like the best trick for being a DM is just randomly roll dice and then look like you're writing something down, even if it's just like I want to eat pancakes tomorrow, and don't show your players, and they'll freak out. They'll start like getting really nervous. But anyway, so Adric, I know not which one be the real one. They both mirror his.
Well, duh. Stop trying to be all clever. I know we can't tell, but what the fuck should we do?
Kayvell once again is going to yell, club them both in the head, but please not my face.
What's the other one yell in response to Kayvell saying that? Does it yell anything?
Yeah, what does the other Kayvell yell back?
I got to get a little bit of advice from you, because I don't know if he's willing to just get clubbed in the back of the head and knocked unconscious.
He knows it. He knows what you know.
He knows what I know.
So he would say what you would say.
He's going, yeah, no, go ahead and mess up the other one's face. That's okay. He's already got mine.
I mean, okay, so if this is my, this is my thought, Adric. Kayvell's, just stand there. If you move, I'm gonna throw a weapon at your ugly face. So Adric, one of them is willing to get clubbed on the head. The other one wants us to attack them.
No, it wasn't to attack him.
He said,
one said don't hit the face, and the other said go ahead and hit the face because mine's already messed up.
The real Kayvell would never willingly hit his own face.
Okay, so if they're willing to get clubbed, logically, they should be willing to be just tied up, I would think.
Is Vicky saying this, or is...
I'm talking out loud. Kayvids, if rather than knock ye on the heads, why don't we just tie you up and sort this out? Agreed?
Yeah, but steal that dude's key first. He dropped the key on the ground. You pick it up.
All right, first, though, we tie you up. Yes or no? I need to hear from both Kayvells.
I'm fine as long as you don't let him stab me while I tie that up, you know?
I'll agree.
Let's knock him out. I think that actually is the best, because if there is some arcane mischief afoot, most people can't maintain that while unconscious. So okay. That would be, while knocking them out, we might reveal some clue.
All right, Kayvell 1, come over here. I'm going to hit you on the head. Kayvell 2, go to Adric. He's going to hit you on the head. That's about all.
Kayvell 2, kneel down because I can't reach that high.
So I guess we're going to hit him on the head.
Can you go there, just continue that in an attack formation? Like just roll attacks for it? Or how are we going about that?
I mean, if you're both willing to get hit on the head and knocked out, then why wouldn't you?
So Kayvell is not exactly willing, but at the same time, he was really hoping that Adric would be the one to whack him, and you would be the one to whack the other one because he was close to you.
He said just hit us both on the head. That sends willingness to me.
That's fair.
So that's what they're doing. They're gonna walk over, and we're each gonna hit him on the head.
So they both walk the same direction to the same person. There's no one or two.
They're smarter than that.
Where one goes, the other goes.
Okay, I'm going to put my hand on one and the other one go that way. You idiots. You stay here. You go over there.
So there's cut-face Kayvell and no cut-face Kayvell. That's the only difference you can really tell at this point in time, correct?
The cut is kind of gone.
How did nobody see the cut go away?
I was kind of busy bear hugging a guy.
Shit! All right.
The cut's gone.
Yeah, they look exactly the same again.
Oh, that cut. Grab one, Adric.
Yeah, grab one, Adric.
I'm holding on to one. Attempt to drag him with me to another location, I guess.
I didn't say anything about another location. I said grab one and hit him on the head.
Okay, that too.
Okay, I'm hitting mine on the head. I guess with the hilt of my weapon.
All right.
I guess. I don't know. I don't really have a hilt. I'm just going to take my fist.
The flat.
And crack him on the head with my metal fist.
Okay.
What do I need? Like a...
We'll roll an attack. See how well you aim.
Well, that's a 4. Plus 7, that's a 12. For a willing victim.
Well, I mean, you're holding him, so go ahead and roll advantage.
16.
All right. You sock him right in the nose, but don't knock him out. Go ahead and roll a d6 for damage.
Why would I hit him in the nose to knock him out? I wanted to hit him on the head.
Yeah, but you didn't aim that well.
16? That's pretty well.
You go for the top of the head, and you just, instead of going hitting him right on the top of the head, just slipped down and got him right in the
nose. No, he kind of flinched and looked up and hit him in the nose. Roll a d6 for damage and add your strength with your gauntleted fist.
7.
Kveld, take 7 damage.
Done. Check.
All right.
That really hurt. I said not the face.
I'm sorry. This is confusing. I'm just a dwarf.
And make a note of broken nose.
Oh. Don't worry, I can fix that later.
That's not feeling so great.
All right. And so, Adric, it's your turn.
Okay, Adric's going to kind of get behind the guy and try and hit him with the flat of his hammer. On the back of his head.
Okay.
Good lord!
That's on the flat. He might not die. Maybe.
Aren't all parts of a hammer flat for the most part?
Don't call me out on this. Okay, so we're on an attack. And do I also get advantage because I'm holding on to him? Or?
Yeah, go ahead.
24.
All right, and roll your weapon damage.
7.
All right, Kveld, take 7 damage. No, I'm kidding.
I can't be taking it from both ends here.
I just wanted to see your face.
Technically, you can.
I just wanted to see your face. All right. What does Kveld say to that?
Well, he actually got him on the back of the head, didn't he?
Yeah, but what does he say?
I'm knocked out.
Maybe we should do the rope tying thing instead, eh?
And he kind of, as he says that, kind of, looks a little dizzy and just kind of like falls to his hands and knees. Not quite knocked out. I mean, you obviously weren't going full strength. You weren't trying to cave his head in, but he's a.
Sure.
He's a. Yeah. So he's on his hands and knees. Got a bloodied nose one and a severely dazed one that fell down out of your grip as you hit him. All right. It's the other one's turn. And. He kind of gets up and tries to take a few steps forward and kind of falls again onto the ground.
This is the dazed Kveld?
Yes. And starts to just kind of crawl a little bit towards the still standing, nose bloodied Kveld.
Crawling to the other Kveld? Adric, get him! He's crawling. He's crawling.
It's Kveld's turn with a bloody nose.
All right. Kveld is going to retreat mildly in horror at the other him crawling towards him. As at this point in time, he doesn't feel a danger to him. He's tempted to kick him in the face, but he's also mildly afraid of Vicky. So it's kind of a lot going through his little head at the moment. He really wants to kick that one in the face because he's on the ground. But at the same time, Vicky is very scary and she's behind him clubbing him with shit. Even though he said he was willing to do it, he's not comfortable with his overall situation. And he goes, you know, I kind of almost agree with the other one. Maybe the tying up thingy would work better, but still, I'm going to snag that key. I'm going to try to reach down to grab the key.
You want to let him get the key, Vicky?
No, I don't know what he's doing. So I'm going to say I just kick
like, key,
at him.
Can the I key, react? I told you the key.
Trying to do something?
Yeah, if he's moving away from you,
I'll try to kick the back of his knees to stop him.
All right, opportunity attack it.
19.
You just crit him. Roll on the crit table. He can't hold back with that.
Oh, shiitake mushrooms.
I'm telling you right now, I'm unconscious, so.
Roll 100.
What, do you have like 3 left?
Whatever she does, I guarantee I'm unconscious.
14.
You have 1?
I'm unconscious.
No, that's my percentile for the crit.
All right, go ahead and...
she might kill you.
Roll a 6 again, and no 1s or 2s. Reroll until you get something above a 1 or 2. There you go. Add,
4.
Add your strength.
9.
All right. And you get incapacitated for a round.
9 damage?
9 damage and incapacitated for a round.
So he's
not 18 for the crit?
Oh, you add another damage die. That's right.
Oh.
I'm unconscious. I'll just tell you that much. It doesn't matter. She can roll a 1 right now. It'll be unconscious.
No 2s, though, because of the crit. There you go.
6.
Sorry, you got 15. Yeah,
he's unconscious.
I got mine, Adric. Now knock yours out.
All right, roll, and K-Veld, you'll want to, when it comes around again, you're going to be rolling some death saves.
I guess if that was my attack of opportunity, though, isn't it my actual turn now?
Yes, it will be your turn. Now, yes.
Okay, well, for my turn, I don't want to kill K-Veld. My purpose was to knock him out.
Yeah, but when you kicked him in the back of the knee, he fell and hit his head in the floor.
Well, I mean, that's knocking him out.
And he's in danger of dying.
Oh, okay, well, Vicky's like, fuck it. And she reaches over to hit the other one in the back of the head. And all right,
make an attack with advantage.
Can I hit with 2 hands? I want to like...
Yeah.
I don't want to hit him with a weapon.
Yeah.
I don't have a flat side of my weapon. 15 plus...
Yeah,
that's 22, does that hit Cable?
Yes, that hits Cable.
9.
All right. That'll do it for him, too. You lay him out flat.
All right. Look at Adric. Okay, Adric. Do some kind of cool magic.
As this happens...
so we can figure out who's
here. As this happens... The one you just laid out flat starts to change in front of your eyes. His skin becomes this kind of a deep gray. His features become very, very nondescript.
Like a doppelganger?
You wouldn't know that.
Vicky unless you
make it.
Know that?
Well, make a history roll.
Okay.
So we killed Slender Man?
Yeah, you wouldn't know what it is.
Oh. Okay, just kidding. It's a ugly gray man. Person.
And it starts turning in, and the fine clothes that it was wearing comes back, and it doesn't look like the man that it was before with the dark hair and the neatly trimmed beard. He's still wearing those clothes, and it doesn't look like K-Veld anymore. It's a very nondescript, very gray, like skinny, weird thing.
Oh, that's nasty. I want to take my weapon and chop its neck. It's okay. Obviously not the, my
well,
cave.
I mean, he's already dying, so go ahead.
Well, I want to make sure he's dead. Yeah. Saving throw decapitation.
All right, every action here, Dustin, you also roll a 20 and add your constitution.
Does Dustin roll before?
No, as you do yours. It's, okay. Yeah.
13 plus 7, 20.
Yeah, you do that just fine.
Okay.
I don't want to add anything to it.
Constitution.
Constitution has a 16.
All right, you can mark one save. And
I can't really add anything to Constitution because it's a 0 on the plus, so.
That's fine. You see those little bubbles in your character sheet? You can mark a success.
Adric, I think we figured out which one is K-Veld. Can you put your hands on him or something? Whatever cool things you do.
Yeah, I can't. Of course. And Adric's going to walk over to the now revealed real K-Veld and do some healing. As soon as he actually remembers
the postcode. I feel bad I broke his nose.
And, let's see. So I'm going to use the Spare the Dying cantrip that I know.
Oh, that'll stabilize him right away.
Yep, and then I'm going to use Cure Wounds at second level to heal him up.
Okay. Is that your first ever heal?
No, I did a ton of healing when we did the army fighting.
Me.
Shut up.
Oh, okay,
In the battle thing, he healed me.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to heal.
Vicky never forgets, Adric.
K-Veld, heal 20.
Heal 20?
Yeah, I rolled really good.
All right. So I'm now at 20 health total, or am I at 21 because he stabilized me first?
You're at, I believe, Spare the Dying brings you up to 1.
Yeah, right. So you go to 21.
Oh, you go to, yeah.
So does this mean
you've got a
wonky eye?
At this point in time, are we out of combat at this point in time, so I can just capable sit up?
Yes, you wake up with a shock from that healing, like cool water being poured over you, but inside.
Kim's
gonna sit up real quick. I told you not the fist. You broke my nose.
Granted, my friend, that was Vicky.
I'm just gonna laugh. Come here, you little skinny piece of shit. And I'm just gonna hug him.
Kevin's gonna look for that key. There's a key that got dropped, and he was trying. I was just trying to pick up the key. Nobody listened to me about the damn key.
We didn't know which one of you was which. We're just dwarves.
So, Kayvild, as you mentioned the key, and you go to look to where it was, it's not there anymore. And as you go to look around, the spot where that woman was on the floor is empty also.
Knew it.
And, but at that same corner where she was standing, you see Shades, and he's standing there saying, "Down this way, hurry."
Well, yeah, where was Shades in this whole deal?
I'm super suspicious. I'm going to nail Shades with a dagger. I am so... He's that dude looked
turning,
like me.
He's turning around the corner and running. And down that corner.
It is not your best friend now, is he?
The DM doesn't want us to kill his NPC yet.
No, that's what he was doing. He said, "This way, hurry," and started moving.
No, yeah, I know. It makes sense.
Hey, Drick. You give me just a little bit more healing so I don't have to talk like this no more.
Can Vicky reach over and just like crack his nose into place?
Did the healing, fix my nose? Do I have to close my nose like this?
Vicky's going to reach over and just crack your nose into place.
Can I do a medicine check to fix his nose?
That's what Vicky's doing right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. My medicine's plus 7.
I got, mine's plus 1. I got 10. I give it a try.
Vicky grabs your nose, breaks it in the other direction.
Okay,
roll D4.
Let a professional handle this. And
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll go get the other guy.
You go. Yeah, you
it's
go.
There's only one.
That.
Okay. You take a point of damage. You're down to 20.
It's because I was trying to be gentle.
I'm going
to
try and set it correctly.
I'm going to go run after Shades to at least see if I can see where
19.
He went.
Yeah, okay. You pop his nose back into place. I imagine that hurts, so roll another D4.
Oh, yeah, it still hurts like hell.
Exactly.
Am I rolling D4 or is Adric rolling D4?
Adric's rolling a D4.
Oh, okay, Adric's rolling a D4.
Just flat damage, no modifiers.
2.
All right, 2 damage.
Oh, son of a bitch! Oh, I can breathe again.
All right, so Vicky, you turn the corner and you see Shades standing... at a door, kind of his hands kind of like tracing the outsides of it as if he's inspecting it. And he looks and sees you and says, "Where's everybody else?"
I'm just going to stand there like the Dark Brotherhood and remain silent and stare at him.
Okay. What are you two doing?
We're gonna go ahead and head around the corner.
Yeah, I imagine we were.
Except I want to drop into stealth before I do, though. I don't want to around the corner with anybody seeing me.
I mean, it's a hallway, so...
I'm wearing dark-colored clothing, have a fancy black hat. Well, it's not... We actually never said the color. I'm going to say it's more of a dark gray, very fine material, leather trim.
I imagine it was like Jack Sparrow's hat.
No, I said it's very fine material. That sucker's all beat to shit.
Has character.
I just want to stare at him, though, with, like, this cold, dead stare.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and round the corner, and I've got my weapons drawn.
All right.
I'm not happy with the people that look like me. Cable is, as we might know from before, mildly vengeful, and he's now believing that Shades fucked him over. I'm gonna round the corner and be like, "Oh, where's my goddamn key, Shades?"
Shades looks back at you and says, "It's right here. It opens this door, but we need to go in together."
You go in right in front of me. I've had a rough experience with people looking like me lately, and I don't trust you no more.
So, all right. Are you guys coming up to the door then?
Yes.
All right. So Shades puts the key in the lock, turns it, and swings open the door. And inside, you see the woman that you were fighting, like, looking in bad shape, but she's holding the crossbow pretty much point blank to this man who's got his arms shackled behind him to the walls, kind of leaning forward, very ragged, dark hair, unkempt beard. But go ahead and make a quick... everybody go ahead and make a quick intelligence check.
Not my strongest suit, but not that bad.
That's pretty good.
It's a 15 plus 0 for me.
17 plus 0 for me.
19 plus 0.
None of us are that smart. Nobody's got any pluses to intelligence.
At least you got good rolls on it. All three of you instantly recognize the features behind the scraggly beard and the unkempt hair as the features of the guy that the imposter was looking like when you walked in. But this guy is chained up against the wall, leaning forward, bad shape, and has a crossbow pointed directly at him by that woman. Shade says, he puts his hands out calmingly, like, it's okay. We don't have to do this. Just let him go.
Hold up a second. Let's go with this. Yeah. I want you to let him go, and I won't have to, you know, maybe stab you in the face or something, you know?
She kind of like I said, she's in bad shape, so she's almost leaning on the guy with the crossbow there and kind of wavering. She looks back at you and says, you all get the fuck out of here or I am putting a bolt right through his head.
I'm not sure. We were in a hall. Are all four of us standing in this doorway now?
Yeah, you all got... Shades wanted you all to be close when he opened it because something like this might have happened. And Shades is slowly walking in with his hands forward very calmly.
So Shades is in front of us?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Kayvild's gonna take his left hand and flip out his little bartering coin and start flipping it in the air with one hand, and he's gonna have his right hand just sitting there on his dagger in his belt.
I think maybe
we can talk about doing a little bit of a trade, perhaps. Yes.
She's staring directly, watching that coin go up and down, up and down. And she's not saying anything. She's entranced by this.
Like, so hey, even keep your man. You just give me that bow, yes? I give you this coin, you give me the bow.
She looks at it for a second. She doesn't take it away from aiming at him, but she looks down at it and looks back at you, and she seems really conflicted. Like
I can't lose this. Very nice coin.
Go ahead and roll persuasion.
Yes. That's going to be a 17 plus 9. So that's 26.
All right. So she kind of slumps backward and puts her back against the wall and just kind of slides down it and lets the crossbow kind of land by her feet.
I'm going to huck my dagger at her face.
Okay. Take the tackle.
the crossbow's no longer pointed to the man, correct?
No.
Yeah, I'm hucking my dagger to her face.
She was about to kick it out to you, but...
Yeah, Cable's not that patient. It took her too long.
That is a 7 plus 6, so it's only about a 13. So it wasn't that great of a throw.
The dagger does not hit her, and it breaks her out of that trance, and she goes to grab at that crossbow again. What is everybody doing?
Can I try and use as a reaction to her trying to go guiding bolt her in the head?
Yeah, I think everybody, just free action right now. I just want to know what everybody tries to do. Vicky?
How far away is she?
She's across a room, probably bigger than the one we're in now, so maybe 30 feet.
My speed is 25. Get over there in one movement?
This is only 10 foot. Yeah, sorry, 20 feet. 30 feet is really big.
It's a big room, yeah.
20 feet.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sized room.
Yes, you can get there with your movement.
Okay, I'm gonna run up in there.
What are you doing? Kicking at the crossbow, or are you?
What I'd like to do is just kind of charge her and, you know, use my body and just throw her up against the wall, because I'm assuming somebody else is gonna try to go get this crossbow. So I'm not going for the crossbow.
Okay.
I'm going to charge her and try to sort of use my weight and strength to restrain her or at least distract her for a minute till my buddies get in.
All right, so I want you to go ahead and roll a grapple roll with strength at advantage, and she's going to have disadvantage. And you go ahead and roll your roll for guide and bolt because this is kind of all in the moment thing.
Cale's going to recall his dagger back to his hand and
you still win.
Do a tumbleweed roll towards them.
All right. Well, this was immediately following you, so you'll be right behind them, Kayveld.
Nah.
And in this moment, Shades is actually going for that crossbow.
It's going to be a 14 for me.
So that doesn't hit her either. So your guiding bolt just kind of like, it's lucky too, because you let that loose and Vicky just kind of gets right in front of her and pins her against the wall. And your guiding bolt just starts like hitting right next to her.
So does it count as an attack for me if I run in and charge at her? Is that an attack?
No, we had you do a grapple. You said you wanted to pin her to the wall.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah. That. So anyway, you have her pinned.
Okay.
And Shades picks up the crossbow, takes the bolt out, and throws it like so it's unloaded. And Adric, you nearly hit Vicky in the back, but not through no fault of your own. That was your gut reaction. And Kayveld, you are now tumbling forward with dagger in hand again.
Aquamel's going for the same bow as you, Shades. Can I go over and just pick up the bow off the ground? Inspect it and put it in my pack if it's in good shape.
Oh, he Shades has the crossbow, but he threw the bolt.
Oh, like I'm gonna look at him real quick then. Like, oh, I think that's mine.
Shades kind of looks at it, shrugs, and just hands it over to you. He doesn't care. He
that's
moves
nice.
Immediately to the man hanging and starts taking that same key and trying to use it to get him out of those shackles.
All right. I'm game for the guy coming out of the shackles, but I don't trust either one of them. So,
yeah.
And Vicky's still got lady's still alive and she's pinned up against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on, I gotta walk over there and Oh no, I don't have that anymore. I need to delete it. I don't have my belaying club anymore.
All right.
We threw it to that pit of snakes and I never collected it.
I mean, there's got to be a rock around. Pick up a rock.
Gil's gonna look at Vicky and look at the woman real quick. Oh, so, does anybody want to fucking explain a goddamn thing to me right now? What the hell is going on?
So, as you say that, you hear Shades, you hear manacle click, and the man kind of falls down. Shade catches him in one, and Shades hands out the key towards UK Veld and asks you to get the other because he's kind of propping up this guy. And you can hear him, since you're the one that's closest, you were just talking to him a second ago, say kind of softly, "You're all right, Your Majesty. We'll get you out of here."
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and do the other one." I'm looking at him real careful, like,
I'm gonna ask him, like, "What do you did we overhear him say that to the guy?"
I think it was just soft enough for Kayveld, unless you want to roll a perception check real quick.
I think that is the least articulate Kayveld has ever been.
I you can currently see me over there very confused and conflicted about whether or not I should unlock the other manacle.
So I'm going to... Yeah, 14. I literally rolled my passive perception.
Yeah, so it was just Kayveld that heard this.
Okay, makes sense.
All right, so you unlock the other one, and his body slumps down. Do you attempt to catch him also, or?
I'm way skittish at this point in time, so okay. I'm gonna maybe like at the end of my arm.
Okay.
I just kind of prop him up by pushing onto his shoulder or something.
Got it. Okay. I was gonna say because if you step back, Shade's just kind of gonna roll him down towards his back onto the ground softly.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put one arm up to kind of hold him into a standing position.
Okay.
You're like, "Oh, so what is going on, my friend?" And hey, Vicky.
Yeah,
that lady you got that we thought was dead turns out not dead. Adric called it. I know he's been bitching about it.
Can I kill her?
Anyway.
Can I kill her? Because I'd like to poke her, cut her a little bit.
Go ahead. She was not very friendly. I'm very confused as to everything is happening. I'm charismatic, but not exactly intelligent.
I'm gonna I'm going to motion to Adric to come over to help me hold her so I can take my weapon out. That way I don't, you know, she doesn't wiggle free. I'm going to take my weapon out and I just want to like stab her in the stomach.
All right. Before you do that, I'm not going to stop you. Before you do that, here.
The DM's going to die.
Keep her alive.
Oh, the guy said it?
The guy that's been hanging you. She'll rot in my dungeons.
Yeah, hold on. You're Mr. Dungeons, man.
Vicky's, Kayfel doesn't know what I'm talking about. Vicky's into talking right now. Who are you?
So the guy seems pretty weak and he kind of starts coughing a bit again, and Shades perks up and says, We must get him out of here quickly before any more of these thugs show up. They'll be back. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I will explain everything once we get topside and back to the palace.
All right, but if she dies, I want to kill her. So I'm going to use my...
If she dies, I want to kill her.
If she needs to die, I call dibs. So I'm going to use my fist method and punch her in the face to try to knock her out.
Okay, we'll just let that happen. She was really close already anyway.
Okay. Okay, and I'm good at it. I've already punched one person in the face today. So, sorry, Kevin, but we got to find out. There could be money involved, a reward.
Well, that's the only reason Kevin's been very, very standoffish. He's not tried to kill anybody super recently.
All right, I'm just going to...
Because he heard a Your Majesty, and now he's thinking this guy's obviously got some money.
I'm going to fling her over my back, and I'm willing to follow. I'm like, sure, why not?
Let's okay. Go.
Yeah. Cable's gonna look over at Shades real quick and see if he can catch his eye and flash gold.
Shades just nods and says, everything will be explained, and for your efforts, I'm sorry I had to deceive you. I didn't know how far I could trust you at first, but for your efforts, you will be duly rewarded. Now let's get His Majesty back to the castle.
So Cable's gonna speak in English again. Really, he's gonna be flashing at the same time to Shades, and thieves can't, so nobody else can understand it. But he's going to say with his words, oh, no reward necessary. It's the end of a good day. As long as we rescue people, and Kava's going to be shining with his other hand. Reward definitely necessary. Money, please. I like money.
All right. Well,
Kava's going to go ahead and put an arm underneath this dude, and also he's going to look back at Adric and Vicky at the same time and be like, okay, watch everybody. If anybody starts changing to look like Kavail, you clubbed him. You clubbed him hard.
Okay. I kind of like hitting you, Kayfel. Like, I do admit.
If they change to look like me, not if they already do. I'm the only me right now.
I won't lie. I still kind of like hitting you.
All right. So, the Shades at this point, in kind of a hurried manner, rushes you back out the way you came and back out that trapped gate that you guys had came through, and takes you into a different direction. And he's moving really quick. And he finds the nearest hole in the top. I can't even think. Great. That you guys have been passing over with light. And he stands back and he reaches up and says something. And the gate kind of shifts before your eyes and kind of disappears. And he also looks at each of you and hands you something. It's a little like every one of them is different. It's just a little object, like figurines. They really are nondescript, and says, hold these. They're enchanted to levitate you on out of here.
Okay.
So Kayla's going to kind of flap one hand as he's doing it, because he's not sure how these things work. He's not super familiar with magic.
That is unnecessary, hold one my hand, friend.
Kind of flap it. It's working. It's working.
Vicky takes hers and chew to her form. She tucks it down in her boobs.
Okay.
Well, Adric just holds onto it like a normal person.
So each of you float. Kayfel
was the first one to start rising, so he's really pretty sure it's giving him extra speed to flap that hand.
So you guys do float up and kind of out, and then the enchantment wears off not too long afterwards. They weren't meant to be any long-lasting thing. And he turns around, does something else again, and the sewer grate reappears and says, I'm sorry, these are a few of the only things I know. That's why I really wasn't helping combat, but we're free now. Let's move. And you guys head on in. He takes you directly to the Palace of Neverwinter. You see some guards like along the way. They stop and look shocked and start to join you and accompany you the whole rest of the way to the palace.
So as they're walking this way, Cable's going to slowly start standing up straighter, kind of chest poofed out, and he's going to straighten his hat as he goes, like, I need a new feather. We're going to be able to get a new feather.
Don't be broke.
With his chest poofed out, he's like a full A cup.
Well, we stink a little bit. Well, we stink a lot, but we're cleaner than we were. Remember, we took that bath in the rivers it was running through.
Yeah, yeah.
But Cable is going to put on his best, most regal posture as we're walking on. Well, yes, normal day for me. Normal day.
Stops and does his Captain Morgan pose on everything he can find.
If I see a crate or something like that sitting up ahead on the road, I jog up there real quick and just stand there and do the Captain Morgan pose as he's watching his pass.
So, you guys finally kind of make it there, and as soon as they get to the castle, a bunch of people rush forward, take the guy that you've been escorting, and kind of pull him on in and rush him back to some rooms, probably for some healing or for some attention, just to get him back up and going.
I'm just going to kind of deadweight throw that chick on the ground and stand there because I don't want to hold her body.
No worries. Shades turns. That's what I was about to do. Is Shades was about to give you directions on that, but you stepped in. Yeah, Shades sees you do that and says, get this woman to the dungeons. The dirtiest one we have.
The dirtiest
one. Kale's going to look over at Shades and be like, seems to me that mayhaps you might be a man of some money. That being said, I'm kind of going to need those candles back. they're more of a loan sort of situation. Not like a permanent gift.
Shades hands you back the candles. They said they're all kind of already used a little bit. you don't know when he had time to do it, but they're all been kind of burned down halfway.
So we'll mark down 3 candles instead of 4 total.
And Shade says, thank you for your services. To explain everything to you, I am the royal spy of the royal house here. And the reason we're outside the gates and the reason for the lockdown is His Majesty Bartholomew Goldkin, ruler of Neverwinter here. He was kidnapped, as you had found, and the whole city was shut down in search for him. Luckily, you came along and were able to escort me through the sewers where I had a hunch of where he might be. So you will be duly rewarded for this as soon as he is healed. Until then, please stay around, because we definitely want to reward you appropriately. Until then, you can have this. And he kind of moves to the side a little bit and opens up a cabinet and comes back and hands you each a pouch. And inside of it is 100 gold pieces, each pouch.
Adric's going to go and he'll take like 20 gold out of it. And then he says, I'll take merely what I need to continue on our journey and give the rest to the common people.
Cable looks at him and goes, I am very common.
Not you.
He says, then you can head to the nearest temple or church and do that on your own. Please take it all. The reward will be more substantial than this even. You have been played a part in saving His Majesty from these thugs underneath, and we will be at your disposal with whatever you need. Until then, please give us a couple days for him to recover. Feel free to browse the city. We'll set up some quarters here while you do whatever business you are on your way to Neverwinter for. You can stay for free here at the palace. And thank you so, so much. And I'm sorry for the deception. And you're quite all right with me, Kayveld.
Don't suppose you might have maybe some new clothes and maybe some laundry facilities.
Shower.
And some people that could maybe do the laundry, because I don't know how.
Didn't he just give you enough money to just buy a new wardrobe?
We can buy a laundromat.
But he also just told us that we could stay in the castle.
Yeah. So there's wash women and stuff. So he knows.
Cable's gonna, if you could show me to my room, although I'm very used to staying in these kinds of areas, very accustomed. You could show us, maybe send somebody to take us to the room, get cleaned up, then we go out on the town. You know, those kind of things.
Vicky's going to go find the kitchen.
All right.
Vicky can come with if she wants, but Cable's getting cleaned up and he's going out on the town. Adric looks like he's going to prayer. So Cable's going to say, okay, buddy, I'll see you later. You have good prayer times, yes?
Yes, indeed.
Vicky, you don't look like the praying type. On the town, yes?
Yeah, I just pray to food and good women. But I'm going to go find some food and good women first. you go right ahead, Kveld. Enjoy right. yourself. Don't get any trouble. If you do, shoot off a flare into the sky.
I'll sound like this. Ka-ka! Ka-ka!
To all which right. I will answer, whippoorwill, whippoorwill.